Howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, the correct term for gluten-free, sugarless, vegan brownies is compost.
Yeah. Oh, man, you yeah. Nailed it.
You betcha. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our
outfit. You bet. I'm happy to provide some compost for you good folks.
Yeah.
True story. All right. Right here I have the Redneck Book of Manners.
A short book.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, it's a long
it's
book.
A long
oh, there's
book.
A lot of them. Yeah. Right. Redneck Book of Manners. Never take a beer to a job interview.
That's a no.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Always identify people in your yard before shooting at them.
Who are you? Get off my lawn.
It's considered poor taste to take a cooler to church.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah. If you have to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Even if you're certain that you're included in the will, it is still considered tacky to drive a U-Haul to the funeral home.
All right, I'm here.
Yeah, here I am.
Give me my stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. On dining out, if drinking directly from the bottle, always hold it with your fingers covering the label.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Avoid throwing bones and food scraps on the floor, as the restaurant may not have dogs.
No dogs.
Right.
Here, puppy.
Uh-huh. Pertaining to entertaining in your home, a centerpiece for the table should never be anything prepared by a taxidermist.
Why not?
Why?
Yeah.
What? What the?
Yeah, pheasant under glass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do not allow the dog to eat at the table, no matter how good his manners are.
Even if they're better than yours.
Better than your manners.
Yeah.
Personal hygiene. While ears need to be cleaned regularly,
yes.
This is a job that should be done in private using one's own truck keys.
You use your own truck keys for this.
Proper use of toiletries can forestall bathing for several days.
Oh, dear.
However, if you live alone, deodorant is a waste of good money.
And if you don't have deodorant, you do live alone.
Yes, you do, right? Dirt and grease under the fingernails is a social no-no, mm-hmm. as they tend to detract from a woman's jewelry after the and the aftertaste of finger foods.
Yeah, yeah, don't right. chew your fingernails.
As pertaining to dating outside the family.
Outside, of course, yeah.
Always offer to bait your date's hook, especially on the first date.
Let yeah. me do that for you, right. honey.
Be aggressive. Let her know you're interested. I've been wanting to go out with you since I read that stuff on the bathroom wall 2 years ago.
That's all good stuff.
Right, yeah. Establish with her parents what time she is expected back. Some will say 10 p.m. Others might say Monday. If the latter is the answer, it is the man's responsibility to get her to school on time.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh. These are terrible.
Ooh.
Always have a positive comment about your date's appearance, mm-hmm. such as, yeah, you sure don't sweat much for a big old gal. Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's when the fight started.
Right.
Yeah.
As pertaining to weddings, livestock usually is a poor choice of a wedding gift.
What?
And I disagree with
Hold
that.
Hold on
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Kissing the bride for more than 5 seconds may get you shot, especially because she's not your bride. We got a great show coming at us this week. The Bar J Wranglers are riding along with us. Babe Humphrey has some poetry.
Yeah.
We have R.W. Hampton, Don Edwards, Lee Greenwood. Yeah. But we're going to start with Gene Prescott. Yeah, "These Things Say Freedom to Me."
A gallop, their flags streaming by. A band, a parade, a picnic in the shade. The joy of the 4th of July. Ranchers and nesters, John Wayne and Winchesters, open range cowboys still ride. 4-H fairs, FFA, PTA, good old American pride. Freedom ring. These things say freedom to me. Hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. Railroads and highways and riverboat byways, long prairies, high mountains and sea. Big cities glowing and farm fields are growing. These things say freedom to me. Redwood forests grow, Texas, the Alamo, splendors of wild Yellowstone, the grandeur of Grand Canyon, the Mojave Desert, Mount Rushmore standing alone. Say freedom to me. Hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. Worship on Sunday, hard work on Monday, a ball game next Saturday night. You hope and you pray for young folks far away, for freedom so willing to fight. The great revolution, our fine Constitution, Abe Lincoln and Robert E. Lee. Normandy landing, America standing, these things say freedom to me. Hats off when you cry at Old Glory on high, let's sing the anthem of sweet liberty. Hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. Freedom, let freedom ring. These things say freedom to me. Hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. To me, hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. Hand over heart, let's all do our part and stand up for the land of the free. Freedom, let freedom ring.
Oh, yeah, that's a great great song there. That was written by Darrell Arnold.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Gene Prescott put it to music and sings it beautifully.
She does a great job.
Yes, she does, doesn't she?
And she's a great cowboy.
Yes, she is a great American, too.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
Hey, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th,
Happy Independence Day. I know this is probably airing afterwards for most of you good folks. Mm-hmm. Hey, but we party the whole week.
That's
we?
Right. Yeah. Just keep it going.
You bet. Well, we decided we needed to just touch on how lucky are we?
Oh, my heavens.
Yep.
Stop and think.
Yeah.
Just stop and think.
Yeah. Ponder.
we have first world problems.
Yeah.
Right.
Our own little first world problems. Yeah.
Oh, true I have story. A flat tire.
Oh, my goodness. I can't remember my password.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The water is not hot.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. I know.
And the chicken is cold.
Yeah. I'm sending this back.
Yeah.
It's undercooked. First world problems.
Yeah.
Your food's supposed to be undercooked, okay? I'm just telling you right now.
It's all better.
Right? Your meat.
It tastes better.
All right, there you go. All right.
Anyway, not chicken.
Not your chicken. Nor your fish.
Sushi. Yeah.
You know, but you can't dry it out either, for heaven's sakes. Oh, my goodness sakes. All right.
Anyways.
First world problems.
Let's compare third world problems.
We have no water.
Yeah.
We have no food.
Is this water safe to drink?
Is this water safe to drink? There's no sanitary conditions.
Where am I going to lay my head tonight?
Right. That's the thing. We won the lottery just simply by being born where we were.
Man, yeah, right? We haven't a clue.
You know, and we've said this before on Cal Radio, we've been hungry before, but we've never known hunger.
No, heavens no.
Right.
Yeah, you know, give me 4 hours and I better be eating.
Yeah, that's right.
Or less. Yeah.
Right.
Or less.
And there are folks out there that are lucky to have one meal a day.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they consider themselves lucky to have one meal a day.
Exactly. Yeah. So no matter how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's always better than someplace else.
Stop and think about
that. That's right.
Yeah.
Our country was born in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
I got to thinking it might be time for a rebirth.
You know, my mind has gone there several times, yes.
I know. We have so many freedoms.
But we do.
Yeah. And just remember that as we have our freedoms, so do those on the other side of the fence, on the other side of an opinion, still have their freedoms as well.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about that, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial right now. And when we come back, Lee Greenwood is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.